The Desire Continues, Part 2, an erotic story written and read by Bloom. Derek's face shows a mixture of surprise, uncertainty, and curiosity. I repeat myself with a firm, confident tone, mischief in my eyes, and a smirk upon my lips. Please, sir, lie down. It's your turn to let me please you now. But first, I'll need you to remove these restraints. Please. His hesitation disappears, and he quickly fumbles to untie my hands and release my ankles from the corners of the bed. I lock eyes with him, climb onto my hands and knees on the bed, and slowly turn my body 180 degrees, pussy and ass teasing his face for just a moment. Then I sit, legs folded under me, and look back over my shoulder seductively. Do you trust me? He nods, smiling, and wide-eyed like a child looking through the window of candy store on his birthday, knowing he is about to be allowed to indulge in so many sweet, delicious treats. Good. Then lie down now, please. He lays on his back, and I move my face directly above his erection, allowing my warm breath to tease it, make it bounce, as if trying to jump up to meet my mouth. I lick my lips, then ever so lightly, my tongue brushes the tip, just enough that he feels the warm wetness turn colder as I blow upon it playfully. He squirms and raises his hips, and I push his torso down firmly and tell him to be patient. Again, he nods, his eyes giving away his anticipation and desire to see what will happen next. You're being a very good sport. Thank you, sir. I climb off the bed and grab my overnight bag that I had packed, hoping he would be agreeable to exploring something new with me. I hold up a traditional bra and panties, lace in blues and greens, one of my favorite sets that he hasn't seen yet. Would you like me to fuck you wearing this, sir? That would be amazing, baby girl. I toss the laundry on the dresser and dig in my bag again, this time pulling out a sheer pastel pink baby doll, sweet and innocent looking, with ruffles and lacy accents and a tiny sheer thong to match. Holding it up, I ask, or what if I fuck you wearing this instead? He starts to climb off the bed toward me, and I shake my head. No, no, you stay right there. No touching yet. I need you to choose what I should wear for you. Damn, sweetie, you would look stunning in either one. But if I get to choose, I think I really need to see you in that pretty pink one. I smile a sweet smile, but don't reply, waiting for him to engage his brain and figure it out. He laughs and adds, please, baby girl, please fuck me wearing that pink lingerie. Yes, sir. I put it on slowly, teasingly, wiggling my hips, pinching my nipples, sucking on a finger, spinning and turning like a runway model to let him soak in the view from every angle. Get over here right now. I need to feel you so bad, he pleads. And I frown, maybe even glare a little. I have the reins right now, sir. Please respect that and be patient, like I asked. He looks taken aback for just a second. Then his face softens, a sheepish grin emerging, and the wide-eyed wonderment returns to his face. I glance at his cock, still rock hard and eager for me. Good boy, I think to myself. Let's continue this little adventure, this power dance, switching up the control and the pleasure, give and take. I reach back into my bag and take out a black silk blindfold. Please put this on, don't move, and don't touch your cock. I skip off to the kitchen and make us a tall glass of ice water and a bowl of the fresh strawberries and pineapple I had left in his fridge when I arrived. I also grab a squeeze bottle of honey from his counter and return to his bedroom, placing the items on the nightstand beside the bed. He's laying right where I left him, blindfolded like I asked. "You're doing awesome, and you look so sexy just laying there waiting for me, Derek. Now, open your mouth." His mouth first smiles, then parts for me. Then his tongue reaches out instinctively for whatever it is I'm about to feed him. First, a few bites of the fresh, juicy fruit. He savors it. And after each bite, his tongue again waiting for what's next. I straddle him and move above his face, my knees on the pillow on each side of his head, and lower my needy pussy down onto his tongue. He eagerly licks, sucks, and breaks contact to say, "You know, that's exactly what I wanted to taste." I indulge myself for just a moment before moving back beside him on the bed. I wait for his tongue to present again, and this time I squeeze some honey onto it and instruct him, "Don't swallow, share it with me." Then I lean in and kiss him deeply, passionately, taking and giving back traces of the sweet, sticky honey. Our tongues darting and flicking, kissing each other hungrily for what feels like an eternity. Our desire rages. We are on fire for each other. I ask him to roll over onto his stomach and kiss one earlobe, then below his ear, trailing gentle little butterfly kisses across the back of his neck up to the other earlobe, which I give a nibble and then tug with my teeth. He lets out a deep sigh. I massage his broad, strong shoulders. Then, using only my fingertips, I lightly trail my fingers from one shoulder down his arm, tickle his palm over to his ass, giving a surprise quick slap. Then fingertips again down his thigh, calf, to the sole of his foot. He laughs, and I ask, "Shall I stop?" "No, it just tickles. Don't stop." "Okay, good. Shh." And I continue the process in reverse from the other sole all the way to the other shoulder with another ass slap along the way. It's intoxicating how organically we were able to switch. Me now having complete control over his pleasure is really getting me worked up. "On your back again now." He complies. I reach for the ice water, take a long drink, and come back to him with an ice cube in my mouth. I move to his chest, kissing one nipple and eliciting a surprised gasp from him as the ice grabs his attention. I drag the melting cube across his chest to the other nipple and feel his goosebumps, his wiggly squirming beneath me. Then I take the cube from my mouth and I rub it on each of my own nipples, moaning and giggling, down my stomach to my clit, squealing, and then plunge it deep into my pussy. I waste no time in climbing onto him cowgirl and sliding down onto his cock, the ice melting quickly, dripping down around his shaft and leaking out of me, trickling onto his balls. He grabs my hips and starts thrusting up into me hard and fast, but I again gently remind him, it's my turn. I place my hands on his chest and begin grinding my hips into the perfect rhythm, taking him deep inside my aching pussy, slowly and sensually at first, building speed and need until I sense he's nearing climax, and slow it back down again. He groans, but I repeat this process, his pleasure building stronger with each repetition. I want to blow his mind the way he blows mine. As I feel his body tensing again, his sounds alerting me, he's close again. This time, I'm ready to take his prize. "I need you to come for me now, sir. I want it on my tongue, my face, my tits. I want you to explode all over me." His response is simply, "Fuck." and I quickly climb off and stroke him with my hand, my face and chest in the line of fire, tongue out, waiting for him to erupt for me. He lets loose with a deep, primal growl, and I feel the most delicious warm spray, spurt after spurt, coating my tongue, face, chest, just as I requested. Yes, fuck yes, Derek, you did so awesome for me, sir. As he regains his breathing, removes the blindfold, he stares at me once more with that same wonderment and desire, watching me scooping up every last drop and licking my fingers clean, tasting every ounce of his pleasure that I just extracted from his willing, obedient, delicious cock. You are amazing, he says, still short of breath, in a sexy, panting voice. I look directly at him and tease. I know you are, but what am I? And giggle like the playful, fun-loving schoolgirl he brings out in me. We both burst out laughing and cuddle up into a relaxed, blissful catnap.